We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
On the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield IMG College, this is Tiger Talk, brought to you by Bud Light. Whenever there's a game to watch, there's a Bud Light there. And by our premier partner, Shelter Insurance and MU Healthcare. Now, here's the voice of the Tigers, Mike Kelly.
It is Monday night, and that means it's Tiger Talk with Missouri basketball coach Konzo Martin. His team ranked 13th in the country. Tigers 7-1 on the season and off to Mississippi State to take on the Bulldogs of Mississippi State at Humphrey Coliseum coming up on Tuesday evening on 8 o'clock tip-off. Tigers back at home coming up on Saturday as they will take on LSU. Hey, let Shelter take you to a game this year. Go to shelterinsurance.com and have a chance to maybe win a couple of tickets to come to a Mizzou game. Shelterinsurance.com. Wherever you compete, winning has its roots. That's why farmers pushing themselves to be the best plant DeKalb brand corn. Coming up a little bit later, we'll hear from Chris Hollander, and we'll visit with Xavier Penson as well. Missouri coming off of an 81-68 impressive win over previously unbeaten Arkansas at Bud Walton Arena as the Tigers get a career-high 25 points from Jeremiah Tillman to pick up their first victory, just their second victory in Fayetteville since 1991. We say good evening to the coach. That made for a nice little road trip, didn't it?
It did, Mike. It's always good to get a win like that. In a really good environment, even in a COVID environment, I thought it was a really good environment. Our guys stayed the course, did some good things, found a way to win a game against a very competitive, feisty, aggressive team. And a team that has multiple guys that can make plays off the dribble, so those teams are not usually easily to defend.
Yeah, you were able to take advantage of a weapon you have in the middle, though. And from the first possession, Xavier Penson and Jeremiah Tillman were connected, weren't they?
Yes, and that was great. And that series of offense that we run, that was what it looked like at the end of last season. Though we've done some great things offensively this year, that was what it really looked like. And when you're able to throw that lob pass, it opens up everything else on the floor. And that's when you start to see everything flow. And X did a good job of finding him and also pushing the ball and making plays for other guys. And then it just opened from there.
You know, you have talked about this for a while, for 4 years now, talking about the need to play inside out,
yeah,
the need to keep Jeremiah Tillman engaged in the game,
yes,
by working through him. And you're starting to see the byproduct of not only are you able to work through him, but now he's demanding the basketball consistently.
Yes, and that's very helpful. But also at the same time, our guards have to do a good job of getting him in the ball in positions. Sometimes, you know, making those tough pocket passes, direct passes through the post, because you have to keep him engaged. Because often when you have big guys that are constantly running down the floor, defending ball screens, banging in the post, that's a tough brand of basketball. Now, if I'm open, give me the ball. Give me an opportunity to score the ball and make plays. And I thought, you know, The second half of the Bradley game, he's been more assertive in demanding, looking for the ball. And his demand is not necessarily vocal, give me the ball, because he's a very unselfish player in person. But his demand and his presence, the way he posts up now, you know he wants the ball. And I think because what happens, too, you get guys in foul trouble. You make teams defend you different. They double the post. You got guys to get opportunity to shoot the three ball. A lot of things open up for you, but you have to be able to go through them.
Yeah, the other thing I liked is obviously his second double-double in three games, but he and X consistently got to the free throw line and consistently made foul shots.
That helps. It opens up the game. When you're able to put pressure on other teams' defense by getting downhill, getting to the free throw line, but also making your free throws, defensively you become passive and other things open up. So now you guard those two guys this way. Now Mark Smith make a shot, Drew Smith make a three, Mark make another one, Drew make another one, and the game opens up from there.
How does that change the way he played on Saturday? Does that change the way you think defenses now will try to defend Jeremiah moving forward? Or you think they stay the same in terms of their approach towards him?
I think they'll stay the same because what happens is he was physically imposing in that game. Well, Mississippi State had physical big guys, so now they have to make adjustments. They'll continue to play the way they play. Mississippi State, they don't change a lot in what they do, so you have to do what you do well. But we have to go to them, let them play his game, throw the ball inside one-on-one, because in most cases, Mississippi State in the past has defended one-on-one in the post.
You know, the other thing, too, that kind of gets lost in the shuffle, because people just look at the points. They don't look at the other things. He's had at least 9 rebounds in 5 of the 7 games so far this season.
Yes, and that's not easy because, you know, in years past, you know, 15, maybe 20 years ago, you would say, well, big guys should be getting 9, 10, 11 rebounds
right.
a game. Well, the game has changed because
Absolutely.
Big guys play on the perimeter now. So now, as opposed to when I used to be around the rim as a big, I'm on the three-point line defending a guy. Like, for example, the guy he defended who went 0 for 11 from the field, Jeremiah did a good job of really helping, now closing out those threes because that's it. You can sit there and watch that game. But Jeremiah had to help, and then he had to close out on the three-point shooter without fouling. Mm-hmm. That's not easy. He did that the whole game and did a great job of it.
What was the difference against Arkansas with the approach or with the pace in which X played with as opposed to Tennessee?
I think Tennessee had a lot to do with how X played, but you got to two different style teams.
Yeah.
Tennessee's more of a defensive-minded half-court team. Arkansas's up and down
right.
team want to get you running and going. Tennessee in a half court, they have a set defense. If you allow any good defensive team set and the ball is not moving, it will be a long night
right.
for you. So while we were struggling offensively because we weren't moving the ball or bodies, they were running their offense.
Yeah.
And that's what happened. Again, I you know, truthfully, you have to give credit where it's due. They won the game and they played
yeah.
well. But that wasn't us at all.
No.
You're sitting there, you don't have enough time, or whatever, just let's get this thing over with and get out of here.
X with a season-high 23, of course, as we talked about, Jeremiah with a career-high 25, and Mark Smith, for the first time in 4 games, was back in double figures as he finished with 11, and it wasn't via the three. He was driving the basketball and getting to the free throw line.
Well, that's the one thing. We have to continue to get him the ball in positions to score, and like I said, Mark, you can shoot the three-point shot. Yes, good job. But you also can do other things. You can get to the free throw line. You can drive the basketball. You can sprint on transition and make plays. And it's just consistently doing that and being locked in and okay. Because I thought he passed up 2 threes in Arkansas. I thought he had one in the baseline
yeah.
corner. He passed it up. I was like, man, you have to take those shots,
right.
man. He doesn't need enough daylight, but he has to take what's presented to him. And then if you don't have the shot, then straight. And it's just like any other shooter. Moses Moody, he can shoot the ball. So as soon as he lifts you up, he's driving the ball. It's either or, and that's what I say to Mark all the time. You got the shot or you got a straight line drive.
It's Konzo Martin. I'm Mike Kelly. This is Tiger Talk, heard each week here on the Central Bank Tiger Network. Still to come, Chris Hollander and also Xavier Pinson. Tigers on the road tomorrow night at Mississippi State. We're back after this on the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield, IMG College.
It's back, the return of the prestigious Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, honoring college sports excellence across all competitive divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow along with L Director's Cup on Twitter or online to see which schools will be taking home a first-place trophy in June for their season-long success. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, a premier institutional award jointly launched in 1993 by USA Today and NACTA.
Your voice lets him know he's safe. Shelter Insurance does the same for you. Roadside assistance is now included with your auto policy. So if your car leaves you stranded, just call and we'll take care of you while you take care of what's most important. Find out more at shelterinsurance.com. We're your shield. We're your shelter. Some restrictions apply.
At Central Bank, we turn possibilities into realities. And for our customers, relationships into returns. We're a community bank that goes where you go, with comprehensive tools and seamless solutions for every step in your financial journey. Do more with your money. Start your journey today at centralbank.net. Central Bank. We do banking better. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
You don't need a lecture hall to learn from award-winning professors. Mizzou offers more than 150 degrees and certificates online. Same well-respected curriculum, same distinguished professors, all in an affordable online format that lets you keep up that nonstop busy life of yours. Your time, your goals, your launching pad for wherever you're headed next. Pick the online degree that fits you at online.missouri.edu.
The next time you call your internet or phone company, say these three letters, M-I-Z. If they don't respond with Z-O-U, then you can be sure they're not local. At Socket, 100% of our employees live here in Missouri. So you're not just our customers, you're our friends and neighbors. We bet the other guys can't say that. Socket, calls answered locally, techie stuff explained simply. Local phone, internet, and data. Socket.net.
Today tastes like movie night.
Okay, whose turn is it to choose?
And everyone's favorite hit, pizza and Coke. Today tastes like front row seats for all. Like cushions and popcorn. And counting the seconds.
Pizza's here.
Today tastes like a slice of the action.
Hey, hit the light.
Like we belong here and now. And it never tasted this good. Coca-Cola. Together tastes better.
Becoming a union laborer doesn't just give you a job. It provides you a career. Competitive pay, industry-leading training, safer working conditions, health benefits, and a secure retirement, all while helping build a stronger, more prosperous Missouri. Learn more about becoming a union construction craft laborer at liunabuildsmo.com. And for more information about building your next project with a union contractor, visit mkldc.org. Work hard, work smart, work safe, work union.
I'm Mike Kelly, Tiger Talk, with Missouri coach Konzo Martin. Tigers on the road coming up tomorrow evening. Missouri dropping just one spot in this week's poll after losing to Tennessee. Tigers fall to number 13. By the way, Central Bank is your hometown bank. It's the only place for Tiger checking. Open it today at www.centralbank.net. Tigers opened conference play last week on Wednesday at home against Tennessee. Obviously, a difficult game against the seventh-ranked team, Tennessee, as Missouri loses by the score of 73-53. As you've said, since we've talked since that game, just was not who your team is. There was an opportunity, Coach, late in the first half. You got a chance to get it to single digits. You got some momentum, particularly after working so hard on the defensive end to get a stop. And then you took an early shot. Your team took an early shot, and it really kind of got away from you from there. Just overall, just one of those games, right?
It was. Didn't play well. And it's hard to say what, because your routine is your routine. And we as a staff, we never try to make it bigger than what it is. We know it's a talented team. But we're not sitting there saying, okay, we rank their rank. All you know, you approach the game like you'd approach a team that lost eight in a row. I mean, again, the stage take care of itself, yeah. And guys are aware of that. They read all that stuff, and they know who's who. Just sometimes you can identify and say, this is what happened or this didn't happen. But it's really just let's get this over with and get out of here and move forward.
Yeah, absolutely. And the ability sometimes too, when you get a game like that, because of the situation, right? You're ranked 12th, you're unbeaten, they're unbeaten, you lose the game. Get drilled in the process, you worry about that game lingering to the next game. But your guys, from a preparation standpoint, were able to flush it and get ready to play Arkansas.
Man, I've always tried to, because I've never been a guy to come in a locker room and throwing stuff and all that. Just most good players and guys that really love to play, they already feel it enough. There's nothing you can say to me that'll hurt me, Coach. Yeah. I already feel this.
Right.
the ones that don't, then they probably shouldn't be in the locker room anyway.
Right.
So you don't need to say certain things to good players. They feel the pain. And my thing is you talk about what needs to be talked about. And I've always tried to, after games, you're not exact unless you know for sure something happened. It's sitting there and say, well, you turned the ball over four times. Well, you didn't turn it over four times. So I try to stay away from that till the next day and you watch film and you show it on film. Let's get this correctly, guys. Let's move forward. Now, some film I don't even really show. I showed the 21 turnovers we had against Tennessee.
Yeah.
And that was it. Let's get out of here.
42 turnovers in two games. I mean, obviously, that's something that's got to improve.
Man, we've talked about it. We've worked on certain things. And I just think, again, I got to tell our guys, you're working twice as hard, because when you turn the ball over like that, that means you have to exert that much more energy to get it back. The only difference in the Arkansas game, there weren't many live ball turnovers.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to get that corrected.
Give me a thought on Drew right now and just
– Drew.
Drew Smith.
Yes.
And his play against Arkansas. And I forgot, you got the two Drews this year.
Yes.
So the play against Arkansas and also Tennessee.
Well, he wasn't Drew Smith.
Yeah.
I mean, defensively, he did his thing. He was still solid defensively. Desi Seals, you know, was 1-for-10, 1-for-11.
Right.
So he defended. But
right.
Drew's an intelligent basketball player. But the foul, the way he fouls, I can't remember the Tennessee games, how many fouls, but some of the fouls in the Arkansas game, then the turnovers, that's not Drew Smith. But, again, the plus in that, to win at Arkansas when Drew Smith not being Drew Smith. Now, he made those threes. That was good. But is he playing the way he's capable of playing in those two games? No.
Well, yeah, and to win on the road with 21 turnovers and struggling from the three-point line as a team, that speaks volumes for what you were able to do in other aspects of the game, doesn't that?
Yes, we did a great job of, you know, taking away key players, scoring the ball, taking those guys out of transition and making those shots hard and then really putting pressure on it. And one thing about league play, you might win a different style every time. Something has to give. But what we have to do is we have to be consistent with, and I say it all the time, defending, rebounding, playing hard, and sharing the basketball. Because sometimes shots won't go, but you have to be consistent, especially defending, rebounding, playing hard.
Torrence Watson is getting more minutes over the last couple of games.
Yes.
Why is that?
Well, he's earned it because he works hard. You know, he works extremely hard. And in my opinion, this is all he's worked since he's been in this program, and even on his individual game. And those shots ago, it's just a matter of getting the reps up on him. But he works extremely hard. And, you know, he's a guy that he loves the team. He loves his teammates, all of that, man. And I think he's earned his way, so we're not giving him anything. And I think if he stays consistent, I think once he get a couple shots to go, then it's going to take him to another level.
Well, what we talked about, too, with him a couple weeks ago is the thing you notice, I mean, even going back to the Illinois game, even going back to the game against Liberty, guys would come out, the first person to stand up and go over and give him a little tap was Torrence Watson. The first guy to stand up and kind of get a rally talk going a little bit when guys were doing something on the court was Torrence Watson. So you're right. He is a great teammate.
He is. I mean, again, but he's a good guy and a good person.
Sure.
And I think those things help. And his teammates know he cares about him. He cares about – does he want to play? Yes. He's not happy with sitting on the bench. He wants to play, but he's also – he understands what it means to be a good teammate, and those are my teammates that are winning and playing games, and he's a part of all of that.
Drew Buggs has become a very important part of your rotation, hasn't he?
Yes. I mean, just a guy that – a calming presence, one. A guy that knows how to facilitate. A guy that understands on the floor, but also a guy that knows, okay, I know Mark Smith needs a shot here. I know let's find him in transition. He understands that those things are small things. And he's a guy that I think he'll make some shots here shortly, but he's not a guy that's consumed with just shooting balls. He wants to win games, and he wants to be able to play in the NCAA tournament and do all those things, and he's happy to be here.
He finished with 3 points but also had 4 boards in the game against Arkansas. And, again, that's something from an offensive standpoint. The guy knows how to score the basketball. Eventually he's going to score.
Man, you're also talking about a guy with over 450 assists in his career.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a lot of assists. And I think, you know, you get to a point in a place where winning is the most important thing, and he's happy to be around good guys, and he values winning, and he's not a guy that needs to shoot balls to prove something to somebody.
It's Konzo Martin. I'm Mike Kelly. We'll take a break. More Tiger Talk coming up after this on the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Buying a home is super easy.
Said no one, ever.
You have to choose a reputable agent, know the difference between MIP and PMI, deal with offer rejections, show the house to your in-laws, get a home inspection, and wait. At Next Home, we've partnered with true professionals and set incredibly high agent standards, so your home purchase is smooth and stress-free. Let us help you find your next home. Next Home Paradigm. Visit nexthomeparadigm.com. That's nexthomeparadigm.com. Each office is independently owned and operated.
Now order your groceries online and get them even faster with Hy-Vee Aisles Online Same Day Pickup. Just choose the Get It Faster option for only $9.95 and pick up your groceries in as little as 2 hours. Plus, we've added even more pickup times to choose from. You'll find the same great deals as in-store. Free pickup on orders over $30 and no contact pickup and delivery. Download the Hy-Vee Grocery app today and pick up groceries in as little as 2 hours. Some restrictions apply.
Every second, 127 new devices connect to the internet. You can feel it happening. We're entering a whole new era of technology, and Mediacom will be ready to power it with one of the nation's first supercharged 10G platforms. We'll be bringing you more speed, more capacity, more security, and the power to do more than you ever dreamed possible. Visit 10G.mediacomcable.com to learn more.
Do you and your family suffer from ongoing aches and pains? Reaching for the medicine cabinet each morning? Anti-inflammatories are simply treating your symptoms and not the cause. At Restoration Chiropractic, Dr. Taylor Serrois works with patients to achieve optimal health naturally, without drugs or surgery. Dr. Taylor uses an innovative torque release technique to target problem areas and adjust them at the root of the cause, creating a true experience of health and vitality. Visit Dr. Taylor and his friendly staff at their location on Grindstone or online at chirorestoration.com, where healing starts.
The Missouri Operating Engineer Locals 101 and 513 are the foundation of building success. While operating heavy equipment, we build the roads, bridges, hospitals, schools, power generation stations, utilities, and the infrastructure of Missouri. We bring excellence, safety, pride, unity, and productivity to every job. Our members and contractors are proud to have the best skilled trades training available. Learn more at IUOELocal101.org and IUOE513.org.
You know that feeling. It's been a long day of meetings. You're stuck in traffic and you just want to be home. With convenient flight schedules at Columbia Regional Airport, you can be home sooner. Avoid the long drive home. Enjoy free parking, shorter lines at the baggage claim. For wherever work takes you, make connections with Columbia Regional Airport. Visit flycou.com to learn just how affordable convenience can be.
Still to come on Tiger Talk, we'll visit with Chris Hollander and also with Xavier Pinson. A couple more segments left with Konzo Martin. Mizzou Athletics would like to thank its premier partners, MU Healthcare and Shelter Insurance. We are at Mizzou Arena as we do the show on Monday afternoon. It replays coming up on Monday night, and we're glad to have you along as the 13th-ranked Tigers are on the road tomorrow night to take on Mississippi State. We'll talk about the Bulldogs and Ben Holland's team coming up in our next segment. So your first, your second road trip of the season, what third really, if you count the trip to Omaha, but I guess this was the first flight of the season, right?
Yes, it was. And I think, 40 minutes from the time up and down?
Yeah, it's pretty
so
easy.
That wasn't bad. But we also left a day early.
Right, because of the weather.
Yeah, due to the weather. So we were scheduled that day. I forget, man, my days, they run on top of me. So we played Saturday, so we left Thursday. So we were prepared to practice on Thursday at 2 o'clock. So I think we moved 1 o'clock. So we moved it to 2 o'clock. Then we left after. No, God, I don't even think we practiced. No, we didn't. We didn't practice here. So we just practiced there.
Right.
Yeah, because we had to. Because they moved the flight up. We were scheduled to practice at 2. So they moved the flight up. They said initially 8 p.m. They moved it up to 5. So we had to practice.
You know what's interesting? And I was just thinking about this as we were talking. I think since the move to the SEC, we've had more impact on travel with weather than Missouri ever did during the days of the Big 12 and the Big 8. And I think primarily because you go to places where ice is more of a factor than snow is a factor. And a lot of the airports that you'd fly into in the Big 12, the Big 8 days were all equipped for poor inclement weather. Some of those in the Southeast aren't. But it's been interesting in that regard. Travel has been interesting this year. You know, you go to Omaha or you go to Wichita and you're not taking just one bus. Now you're taking two.
Yeah.
You know, you fly to Arkansas, and yeah, it's 40 minutes, but you still have to make sure guys are spread out. Walk us through that a little bit about the dynamic of traveling these days.
Well, when we get off the plane, and Omaha and Wichita, we took two buses.
Right.
Obviously, so just for spacing purposes, and then you get home and back. And then Arkansas, we took the plane down, and when you get off the plane, because there was space on the plane, then you have two buses when you get off. So, and we have who sits where on each bus. So you don't just go on, you know where you're sitting.
Right.
That's bus one, bus two. And same way we go into the arena, you got two buses, you come home. And that's what we did on the flight back, same way you know where you're sitting and get off the bus. Now, when we get back home, it's different. Guys get in their cars and the players get in the van together and come back home, yes.
Do you have to change the hotel? I mean, for instance, you know, can you still have two guys in the same room, or do you have to go individual guys in individual rooms now?
You can have two guys in the same room. The staff's individual.
Right.
Two guys are roommates, yes. But they those are guys that have been around each other, more in most cases roommates, when they're here on campus. Mm-hmm. So it's worked out so far.
How about from a testing standpoint? Are you testing game day?
We test three times a week.
Right.
We test three. No, not game day. Not if we're on the road. So we didn't. But we test before. Like we test today. And we don't test game day, no.
How have you guys handled this?
Like true professionals, I must say. I mean, they've done a tremendous job. One, I think they value each other. And the other thing, they've been around each other. And they understand that it is what it is. Because maybe they probably looked at it as for years, like Coach complained about somebody talking about this topic or that topic. Just life stuff. Stuff happens. We have to deal with it, guys. We have to keep pushing forward. We don't have time to make excuses, because there are a lot of people that are less fortunate in certain areas of their life, and they have a lot of things to deal with. We're talking basketball. Mm-hmm. Plus, you're talking about a virus that everybody in this world deal with this virus, so we have to deal with it. But in the process, let's try to have some fun if we're able to play the game. Let's not do a lot of complaining.
You've been lucky in that, you know, for the most part, you've only had, I think, one game, couple games that have been impacted that you couldn't play, but you look around the country and you've been, in terms of the ability to stay on schedule, been pretty fortunate, haven't you?
Yes, I mean, I just think, I mean, you have to give each individual player credit for understanding, staying out of harm's way, so to speak. But you're also talking about, and I say this to our players jokingly, but seriously, you're talking about an invisible ghost because you can't see it. You don't know where it is.
Right, yeah.
So they've done a good job, whether they're going to the grocery store, the restaurant, whatever it is, around family, they've done a good job of wearing my mask and doing the things I need to do, because this is important, not only to me, but for my team, and also for safety reasons. Just, even our staff, there's a lot of people that are involved to make it go, because something could happen, just, and it's innocent, where you can miss four, five, six games. And for me, we take it as it comes. If we're able to play the game, let's play and have fun. If not, then whatever happens, happens.
We don't talk about this guy enough, and he's a member of your staff that is one of those unsung heroes that does so much work on a daily basis to make sure you're able to travel, make sure that your practice times are set up and things like that. Paul Rorvik is the guy that you kept after taking the job, and has stayed on as your director of basketball operations. He has got a huge role with your program and does a terrific job, doesn't he?
Yes, he does. And we kept him on because he obviously was good at his job. So, you know, you give a guy an opportunity. He's done a good job. He's a good man. He values family. And he's from around this area, so that helps. He's been in compliance, so he understands rules.
Mm-hmm.
He's played the game, so he understands that. He understands athletes, the culture of it, being in locker rooms. And just, you know, right now, his job was always tough from the standpoint of things that he had to do. Not that he couldn't do the job, but it was tough, meaning consuming. Well, you're done with that now with COVID, and just understanding every step he takes. Okay, let me think about this before we do this. No, we can't do this. We can't go to this restaurant, because there's all these things where it used to be maybe five calls. Now it's 10 calls just to be prepared. And as well as PB, our trainer, same thing. I mean, those guys are clicking on all cylinders and up all night just to make sure we can do what we need to do to be successful.
It's Konzo Martin. I'm Mike Kelly. Hey, put shelter on your team for your insurance needs. You'll be glad that you did. Find an agent near you. Shelterinsurance.com for a free personal protection review. We're your shield. We're your shelter. Still to come, Chris Hollander and also Xavier Pinson. More with the coach. Our final segment with Coach Martin is up next on the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield, IMG College.
At Central Bank, we turn possibilities into realities, and for our customers, relationships into returns.
We're a community bank that goes where you go, with comprehensive tools and seamless solutions for every step in your financial journey. Do more with your money. Start your journey today at centralbank.net. Central Bank. We do banking better. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
There's more here than just a degree. The University of Missouri is a place where hands-on learning helps students become standout employees, where graduates quickly earn jobs around the world thanks to a network of alumni that's more than 300,000 strong. Mizzou is where opportunities are found in 300 degree programs and where 500 student organizations make it easy to belong. Discover what Mizzou can do for your student. Visit admissions.missouri.edu today.
At Missouri Employers Mutual, we've been investing in the businesses and communities we serve for 25 years as Missouri's number one work comp provider. A lot has changed since then, but one thing hasn't: our commitment to safety. Feeling safe starts at home. That's why we're proud to partner with the Food Bank for Central and Northeast Missouri. We're honoring 25 years of the Score Against Hunger campaign with a $25,000 matching gift. Will you join us? Visit sharefoodbringhope.org for more.
At MU Healthcare, we're taking on COVID-19 with confidence. And with more patients reaching out for care, we're adding more nurses to our team.
My name's Danielle, and I'm an RN at MU Healthcare. Helping people is why I wanted to become a nurse, and there's no better time and place to do that than right now. And as the community relies on MU Healthcare, we need more nurses to help meet their needs.
MU Healthcare nurses receive benefits day one with opportunities for growth. Apply today at muhealth.org/nursing.
Hi, Tiger fans. Mike Kelly for UPS. Your customers want more from your business. You've got to make more happen, whether they're in Colombia or on the other side of the world. Globally or locally, UPS is building solutions to help businesses give their customers exactly what they want. More made easy. UPS, official logistics company of Mizzou Athletics.
The completely redesigned 2020 Ford Escape is built for the Midwest with all the features you want in an SUV. Want a sleek new look with available panoramic Vista roof to let in more of the heartland? Want the added efficiency of an available EcoBoost engine with auto start-stop technology? What about a spacious interior with sliding seats for best-in-class second-row legroom? The 2020 Escape has it all and more. Come see for yourself at your quality Ford dealers, proud sponsor of the Mizzou Tigers. Class of small utilities based on Ford segmentation.
Tiger Talk on the Central Bank Tiger Network. We're at Mizzou Arena, visiting with Missouri basketball coach Konzo Martin. His team ranked 13th this week. Tigers 7-1 after knocking off Arkansas at Bud Walton Arena on Saturday, 81-68. Now it's off to Starkville, Mississippi to take on the Bulldogs of Mississippi State, as Ben Holland's team is 6-4 on the season. Man, they lost a tough one this week in double overtime at home against Kentucky.
Wow. You know, watching that game, I mean, obviously, games are never over until the buzzer sounds, but I just think down the stretch they just couldn't do enough. And when you allow Kentucky to make shots, for a young man that never played, came in and played great for him. I think he had 23 points, made big shots, and the game turned. And I think Kentucky, with some young perimeter guys, did enough to win that basketball. I mean, obviously, win the basketball game.
Mississippi State has lost a lot of scoring from a year ago. Reggie Perry now in the pros. Weatherspoon's no longer there. You know, obviously Tyson Carter is a guy that victimized us the last couple of years. True story. Right? But they've got a couple of guys that have stepped up, and Iverson Molinar and also DJ Stewart, that are both averaging close to 20 points a game in conference play.
You know, talented players, and it seemed like Big Adu, he just keep chopping wood down there. The pros, just big, physical, get stuff done. I mean, they're a talented team. It just, Molinar, he's probably, if not one or two or three most improved guys in the league. I mean, he's a talented basketball player. Just didn't get a lot of playing time early last year because of what they had, but he gets to the rim. DJ's playing very well. Both of those guys, you know, with 18-plus points a game, scoring it, getting to the rim, making plays, shooting a three ball at a high level. And then their bigs are so physical. And one of the things that we have to continue to get better at when we play teams with multiple bigs, especially on the floor at the same time, we have to be strong and block out and be consistent with that. When physical bigs are active, we got to do a good job with it. And in the past years, we haven't done a great job with that. We got to be consistent with it tomorrow.
Who does the most consistent job for your team in terms of fundamentally blocking out every time the ball goes up?
Good question. I mean, outside of our guards, I mean, I think Jeremiah, I would say Jeremiah from the standpoint, I don't know if necessarily fundamental. And what I mean by that is when we teach our big guys hit and chase.
Yeah.
You're not sitting there teaching the fourth grade blockout where you back him in because that ball is moving fast. Plus, you're all over the floor. It's not as if traditional bigs where you're at the block and then you do that. So you're all over the place. So if you're on the perimeter, you got to hit and chase. And so again, we teach it a lot of times. But I think Jeremiah does a good job because he's strong.
Yeah.
You know, use his strength, use his form, and what we don't want him to do is extend that form. But he does a good job with it.
Kobe's doing a better job rebounding for you this year, is he?
He is. Really, really good job, especially on offensive glass. He's I don't have the numbers in front of me, but I think he's right now, he might be our best offensive rebound as far as going. He's crashing, being very aggressive. He's probably averaging over 6-plus a game, mm-hmm. Being very assertive. And for him, the next step, we got to put him in position where he's making plays off the dribble, and he has that. And right now, he has 1 assist, 12 turnovers, and that's really not, you know, Kobe. When you're talking about a guy that can make a play, I just think him being assertive, being aggressive, because we need that part. Plus, he's a guy that can move, and when traditional bigs defending him, that has to be an advantage for us.
He had a segment in the Tennessee game early on in the first half where literally for about 2 minutes, he kind of controlled the game when you guys were trying to make a comeback there in the first half.
He has that. He has that. But again, one, he has to be consistent. We have to help him be consistent in doing that and getting in the flow and making plays off the dribble because, again, most traditional bigs shouldn't be able to defend him.
Mm-hmm. The job that Mitch has done, and again, I think we just take him for granted, right?
Yeah.
He just kind of shows up, goes to work, and does his job. I think the one thing you'd like to see him do is because he can do it, is shoot the ball better, particularly from
yes.
the perimeter. He's getting some open shots. He's just not knocking them down.
I think if we can get Mitch to consistently, one, shoot the three, look to shoot it.
Yeah.
And then, you know, obviously make it at a good rate. Then we're a different team. And you can easily say that for us as a team. If we're shooting 3-point percentage, 35% as a team, that's fine. But I think if Mitch, because of how things flow and he's on the floor, especially when he's a five picking and pop, if he can consistently make that three, it just changes the game for us.
Sometimes it seems like he'll catch the ball in ball reversal at the top of the key and have an open shot, and it's like it's a thought or a step before just catching and rising. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, that shot has to go up because we expect him to shoot that shot. Just like what I say to those guys, as much as Mitchell Smith, you know, Javon Pickett, Torrance Watts, as much as those guys shoot those shots, I expect them to shoot that every time they open in a game. Javon was 0-for-3 against Arkansas. I expect them to shoot that shot when he's open because it's going in, and because those guys spend too many hours working on those shots.
Let's go back to Mississippi State just for a second. Give me an idea of some things that you're going to have to do well tomorrow night to get a win.
You have to control the glass. You have to, and controlling meaning whether at the end of the day we won by a couple, they won by a couple. That's so either way, but that can't be a 10, 11, 12 point margin for us rebounding because that's where they eat at. You can't allow Molinar and Stewart to shoot spot threes. They have to work for their shots, but you also got to keep them out of lane because they both can put the ball on the floor. So you talking about guys that can shoot and drive it? Those are two guys on the lead that can do that.
Arkansas was, I think, plus 12. Coming into the game on the glass, and you out-rebounded him by 15. So the message was heard, right?
Yes, but it was also a deal where the message translated because, like we say to our guards, you guys have to rebound. I think Mark left with 9 rebounds in that game. Our mm-hmm. guards have to rebound yeah. because, again, especially against Arkansas, our bigs will be on the perimeter because of how they play. Now, this game, our bigs will be around that rim, so you got to do your job.
Mark with a season-high 9 rebounds in the game. Hey, Coach, great to see you. Travel safe. Go get a win.
Thanks, Mike.
It's Tigers head coach Konzo Martin. We're going to take a break. When we return, Chris Hollander will join us as Tiger Talk continues from Mizzou Arena on the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Selling your home is super easy.
Said no one, ever.
You have to choose a reputable agent, discover online home values aren't reality, clean and declutter, fix that pesky roof leak, get through home inspections, and wait.
Wait.
At Next Home, we've partnered with true professionals and set incredibly high agent standards, so selling your home is smooth and stress-free. Let us help you sell your next home. Next Home Paradigm. Visit nexthomeparadigm.com. That's nexthomeparadigm.com. Each office is independently owned and operated.
The Club at Old Hawthorne is a terrific golf course with amazing practice facilities, which is why the Mizzou golf teams play here. Here's what you might not know. The Club at Old Hawthorne is a community with a welcoming environment that's a perfect fit for an active lifestyle. Golf, tennis, pickleball, swimming, and a fitness center with classes all at one club. The Club at Old Hawthorne. Visit oldhawthorne.com to learn more or schedule a tour. I'm Mike Kelly, the voice of the Missouri Tigers. How much do I love Old Hawthorne? I live here.
Tiger fans, do you like to gamble? Well, gambling's exactly what you're doing if you have your home or business electrical installation done by a contractor who's not qualified, trained, and insured. Don't take the chance. Be safe. Be certain. Use only IBEW contractors to do your electrical work. The stakes are just too high for anything else. You can depend on your hometown IBEW and IBEW contractors.
The International Union of Painters and Allied Trades District Council 58 have exciting career opportunities available in the glass installation, glazing, painting, drywall finishing, and wall covering industries. Whether you're a contractor that's ready to take your business to the next level in the residential, commercial, institutional, and industrial fields, or an energetic person ready to kickstart your future, the International Union of Painters and Allied Trades is the partnership you've been looking for. International Union of Painters and Allied Trades District Council 58, proud supporters of Missouri Tigers basketball.
As a doctor, my superpower is saving lives.
I may not wear a cape, but I do wear a mask.
In the cath lab.
When I'm out shopping.
Taking my kids to school.
Getting my morning coffee.
Dropping my daughters to dance.
Now it's your turn to be a hero.
Mask up and help us slow the spread of COVID-19 in Missouri.
You can save a life too.
So let's mask up, Missouri.
This message brought to you by MU Healthcare and Capital Region Medical Center.
Hi folks, this is Andy from Andy's Frozen Custard. The apple pies have arrived. Stop by your nearest Andy's Frozen Custard today and ask for the words can't describe it, Apple Pie Sundae. We take a whole slice of warm apple pie covered in made fresh hourly Andy's Vanilla Frozen Custard and drizzled with caramel all over. You can even add pecans for an extra special treat. It's available for a limited time only, so don't miss out.
Visit eatandys.com for the Andy's nearest you.
Andy's makes it fun to be a kid for a while.
Tiger Talk continues on the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield, IMG College. I'm Mike Kelly. Coming up in our next segment, we'll visit with Missouri guard Xavier Pinson, coming off of a season-high 23 points, as he also pulled down five boards in the Tigers' win on the road at Arkansas this past weekend, 81-68. For the second time this season, we get a chance to visit with Missouri assistant coach Chris Hollander. How are you?
Doing great. What's going on?
It's always great to see you. If I bring up the date, February the 13th of 2013, where were you?
February 13, 2013?
Yeah. Let me help some numbers. 78, 36?
Oh, man. Yeah, I know where I was. My mom was there, too.
Your mother?
She was in one of those games. Yeah, that wasn't good.
You were an assistant under Rick Ray at Mississippi State, and that was Missouri's last win at Humphrey Coliseum. Keon Bell with 24, yeah. Jabari Brown with 23.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Next win's going to come tomorrow night.
Man, that was a long time ago. That was tough. That was a tough game. That was a good Missouri team. Really talented. Really tough. And we had a lot of freshmen, and we were rebuilding and trying to not rebuilding, but we were taking over a kind of a difficult situation. Mm-hmm. And it was a tough game. Now I remember. All right, I got to go. Talk to you later.
What'd you say to mom after? Or better yet, what did she say to you?
My mom's like, she's like, oh, you just make lemonade out of lemons, you know, stuff like that. And then you just kind of walk away.
Yeah, that's funny. So. How important was the win on Saturday, the fact that your team was able to bounce back the way that it did after the Tennessee game?
Yeah, it was great. You expect that from this group with the character this group has. And you're not going to play a perfect season. You're not going to play every game perfect. You want to compete at a try to compete at the highest level every game. But surprise, no, especially with the way the 2 days. We had a little, and I'm sure Coach talked about it, it was a little bit of a goofy travel with the, right. with the weather and everything, and our guys handled it with class, character. They got there. We practiced hard when we got there. We practiced hard the day before the game. And they went out on an early game on a turnaround and did a great job of coming out punching. So it was really good for him.
Jeremiah Tillman with a career-high 25, as we talked about with Coach, you work with him every day. What don't the fans know about the makeup of Jeremiah Tillman?
They probably see Jeremiah because Jeremiah is Jeremiah all the time. So he's got no – there's nothing. He has nothing to hide. He's a fantastic young guy. He wants to get better. He keeps. He's had some adversity in his career here with some injuries that have, you know, since his freshman year, it's kind of been a little bit up and down for him, and he's handled it really well. Consistently, you know, trying to figure out a way to get better every day. And I'm not the only one that works with him. Everybody has their hand in on that. So. We're all on board, and he's on board, and he does a great job of coming in daily. And the one thing about Jeremiah is that's unusual for a big guy is he lets his personality shine all the time. Mm-hmm. I think sometimes when these guys from a young age have always been big and tall, people stare at you a lot, and they always want to talk to you. You're so tall. I mean, that happens to guys that are 6'4", 6'5", and if you're 7 foot, you're a giant, and I think that Jeremiah lets his personality, he lets people in. He's himself all the time. He's got nothing to hide. Fantastic around kids. He just he's a joy to be around.
To see what he did at the end of the Bradley game, to take a difficult pass at a difficult angle at that stage of the game, time running down, to be able to make the shot number one, but then step to the free throw line and make the free throw to give his team the win in his senior season, I imagine something he's going to remember for the rest of his life.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty cool. And we didn't have a great offensive game, but I thought we played a really good basketball game. Mm-hmm. Bradley's a very good team. They did a great job of they had played a couple games, and they were moving their game ready. We had been sitting out for a long time, and, you know, they're just a good team, very well coached, and had a great game plan, and we couldn't make an open. We had a lot of open shots, didn't make anything, and we just stayed with it, you know. And we stayed with it. And then here's your senior, who's really played just okay the first half. Second half, he really got us going. You know, yeah, offensive rebound and just a hustle play here, a block shot there. I mean, just he really just kind of willed us to stay in to get us a chance to make that free throw. And not only the play there where he was behind the basket and laid it in and knocked in the free throw, but all the plays that led up to that, you know, that were just effort plays, all that stuff was really good for him.
He spoke of you, though, right after the game, and he talked about what you said to him right before he shot the free throw, and it was routine.
Mm-hmm.
Elaborate on what Jeremiah's routine needs to be each and every time before shooting a free throw.
So his freshman year, he and I kind of got together, and we decided that this is when he was really struggling from the foul line. We kind of said, okay, this is how you're going to shoot free throws. And we gave him what his routine is. So that's all we think about now are free throws. How many dribbles, lock it in, follow through. That's it. You don't think about that. And so he tells himself that routine, because it doesn't matter if it's in the first half with 18 minutes to go in the first half or it's the last free throw of the game where you need it to win the game. Your free throw routine is your free throw routine. And it's helped him. It's helped him. And he kind of came up with it. So it's an invention of his, the routine. Everybody's free throw routine is their free throw routine. Right. So we finally, because he was shooting it a little bit different every time. So we finally got it, and that's just kind of what we talk about every day, every time we shoot free throws, whatever.
Yeah. It's amazing to me when I see guys step to the free throw line and get the ball from the referee and immediately just it goes up. And there's not a consistent routine. It seems like they shoot it quickly, not understanding that there's 10 seconds to shoot the basketball. That's the one part of the game that it seems to me like sometimes we take for granted that can easily misfire on guys.
Yeah, I think – whatever your routine is, do it.
Yeah.
You know, you remember the guy that played back when, I guess probably when I was in college, Harold Miner.
Yes.
I mean, he'd put it behind his back, around his head. He'd do bounces. I mean, like guys have, if it's two dribbles, if it's one dribble, if it's five dribbles, whatever it is, concentrate on that. So everything is the same over and over. And I think that's maybe because we play so many games nowadays as opposed to when, you know, we used to practice a lot more. I don't know, but to your point, I think that the whole purpose of a free throw is you get your opportunity to do it without any distraction. So concentrate on what you have to get done and try to do your best.
I got to give you some props before I let you go.
Oh, man.
Right, since I gave you a little bit of a grief to begin the segment here, Harvey's in Starkville. I reached out to you prior to the football game. You said you got to go to Harvey's. That's some good vittles there.
Yeah, no food.
Yeah.
That's a good spot. It was there's a few good places there that you'll get your fill of fried food down there. I mean, it's everywhere you turn. So
yes.
But I'm glad you enjoyed it, man. I'm glad I could give you something.
Yeah, you did. I appreciate it. And I owe you, which is something you like as well, too.
Yeah, I'm going to hold on to that for a long, long time.
Hey, travel safe. Go get a win at Mississippi State.
Thanks, Mike.
That is Chris Hollinger. Hi, Mike Kelly. We're back after this on the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield, IMG College.
In sports, success is measured in the number of points scored, in games won, and in championships earned. At Shelter Insurance, we measure success in the quality of our products and services, in how we support our communities, in being there when you need us most. In fact, 9 out of 10 people surveyed with a claim would recommend Shelter to a friend. To find out how Shelter can be there for you, visit shelterinsurance.com. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
Hi, here are your chicken slingers. Have a supersonic day.
Oh, heaven.
So you think chicken is heaven?
Oh my gosh, it's yes. I love that the bun's toasted and the chicken's cooked to the crisp. It is perfect.
The Chicken Slinger or Spicy Chicken Slinger for only $2.49. A juicy all-white meat filet topped with pickles in either mayo or spicy ranch. All just 350 calories or less. Only at Sonic. For contactless ordering and payment, order ahead in the Sonic app. Tax not included for a limited time only at participating Sonic drive-ins. Hours may vary. Mobile ordering available only at select locations.
Buying a home is super easy.
Said no one, ever.
You have to choose a reputable agent, know the difference between MIP and PMI, deal with offer rejections, show the house to your in-laws, get a home inspection, and wait. At Next Home, we've partnered with true professionals and set incredibly high agent standards, so your home purchase is smooth and stress-free. Let us help you find your next home. Next Home Paradigm. Visit nexthomeparadigm.com. That's nexthomeparadigm.com. Each office is independently owned and operated.
The SEC taught us that there's nothing like game day in Columbia. And if you're all about the black and gold, there's nothing like having a personalized Regions Visa check card in your wallet. As the official bank of the SEC, Regions is here to help you pull for your Tigers with everything you've got. To learn more, visit yourpicks.regions.com. Regions, member FDIC. Terms, conditions, and fees may apply.
Segment of Tiger Talk. I'm Mike Kelly. Glad to have you with us. Hope you enjoyed our conversation with Chris Hollinger and also with Tigers coach Konzo Martin. Central Bank is your hometown bank. It's the only place for Tiger checking. Open it today at www.centralbank.net. Mizzou Athletics would like to thank its premier partners, MU Healthcare and Shelter Insurance. The 13th-ranked Tigers on the road tomorrow night to take on the Bulldogs of Mississippi State. This young man's coming off of a season-high 23 as he helped lead his team to a win at Arkansas, talking about the junior now guard from Chicago, Xavier Pinson. Let's talk about Saturday. Just take me back early on, really from the first possession. You and Jeremiah were connected and hit him with a lob for a dunk to open things up. How much does that help you guys as a group when you guys are connected? You two in particular like that because of the amount of screen and roll that you guys do together.
I feel like it's really important for us to be connected, and especially early, just like last game. The more connected we are, the more I feel like shots open up for other people. Because as you can see, I did get a lot of opportunities from other teammates last game. We just got to make open shots. But, I mean, as long as we're connected, the whole team is, like, locked in. And it brings so much more opportunities for other players.
And when Jeremiah is involved and you're playing through Jeremiah, he's a much different player, isn't he?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, it's fun to watch him coming off of a career 25. The other thing, too, that I love about what you've done in the first two conference games, you know how physical this league is, but you're getting to the free throw line with only which helps your team considerably, right?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, talk about your approach the last couple of games. I mean, you were certainly under control against Arkansas and really were able to get downhill several times. Just a thought on your approach in particularly the Arkansas game after coming off a tough loss against Tennessee.
Of course, like every game, we want to try to push the pace and control the pace. So I feel like with Arkansas, they do a lot of run and jump, like just randomly trapping and trying to slow you down. So I really just, from the jump, I just really wanted to control the pace and keep the pace moving and try to go to JT early and often, and that was really the plan.
What do you like about this group of guys? As you've been around them, right, for the last several years, you've added a couple of pieces this year, 8 games into the season. What do you like about this team right now?
Honestly, what I like about this team is, you could say experience, you could say fight. We all work hard, but the camaraderie, like the way we love being around each other on and off the floor, I mean, that's tremendous. And you can see it on the floor now, like our bench is super supportive. We have a bunch of cheerleaders when you're not in the game. I mean, just everything about this team is just, like I said before, the camaraderie makes everything better.
What was 2020? I almost said what is. What was 2020 like for Xavier Pinson? I mean, I think of the number of things as players you had to sacrifice in order to maintain the bubble, right, and to be able to give yourself an opportunity to play this game that you love so much. As you look back on 2020, what comes to mind?
Hard times, I feel like. Mm-hmm. I mean, we had the pandemic, and we kind of started off the season losing. Then we kind of picked it up in the end. I mean, it was a roller coaster, I feel like, but I mean, it was one big lesson. I feel like it taught myself and my teammates a lot.
It also seems to me that this group, because of everything you've been through as players, have the ability to seem like almost handle anything that's thrown at you now. Do you agree with that?
I mean, I agree. Yeah, we have I wouldn't say easier time, but we tend to focus more when we're like in the slump, I should say. Like, when everything is not going our way, I feel like we do better with coming together, regrouping, and trying to fix things.
So you look at your game. Where do you have to be better as the season progresses? Where do you have to improve to help lead this team?
Number one, defensively, I have to guard. And number two, just being a point guard, I'm not really focused about Xavier scored 30, scored 20. I really want to get my teammates involved and get their confidence even higher than what it is now and try to just be a complete point guard and try to get all my teammates involved.
To get a win on the road like you did on Saturday, how much confidence does it give you going back on the road then later tonight to play at Mississippi State tomorrow evening?
It just shows us that we can go on the road and handle business, or at least be locked in and try to handle business. So I feel like just we got a back-to-back road game. So I feel like the first one prepared us to just come into this one comfortably and execute everything we need in practice and just come out right away.
Remind folks what you're majoring in.
General studies.
General studies. What eventually would you like to do once God takes this game away from you?
I really honestly don't know. Anything
You're
involving.
Still young, man. You still got a lot of time.
Anything involving helping people. Yeah. I don't know specifically, but I know I want to help a lot of people, whether it's young people, homeless people, or whatever.
What has basketball taught you in life? What are the challenges in basketball that you can apply to your life?
Basketball has taught me, one, that it can take you a lot of places. And two, I mean, I would say just like life, it's a lot of ups and downs, and everything in basketball is not going to go your way. I mean, to some people it's just a sport, but to me it's kind of really a job. It's really, you have to be like keen on everything, places you have to be, things you have to do, workouts, practice. It's kind of just like a job. And I feel like it teaches you a lot about life, because everything doesn't go your way, and you have to get up at a certain time. You have to be at this place at a certain time, do things at a certain time. So I feel like it just gets you ready for life.
Did that time management aspect, and now you're 3 years into the program, was that one of the hardest adjustments coming out of high school, is learning how to manage time with responsibility?
Yeah, I feel like that was the biggest problem. I mean, I feel like many people won't see being somewhere on time as a problem, but yeah, for me to come out of high school, I feel like that was a problem I struggled with at first, but now I'm pretty fine with it.
Thank you for your time. Go get a win at Mississippi State.
Yes, sir. Appreciate it.
That's Xavier Pinson. I'm Mike Kelly. Thanks for joining us here on Tiger Talk tonight. Hope you enjoyed our conversation with X and also with Mizzou assistant Chris Hollander, as well as Tigers head coach Konzo Martin. Missouri at Mississippi State tomorrow evening, 8 o'clock is the tip-off. Our coverage begins at 7:30 on the Central Bank. Tiger Network from Learfield, IMG College.
On the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield, IMG College, Tiger Talk has been brought to you by Central Bank. Show the world your true colors with Tiger Checking. Bud Light. Whenever there's a game to watch, there's a Bud Light there. Also brought to you by our premier partner, Shelter Insurance and MU Healthcare. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation on the Central Bank Tiger Network.